From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We got your news, we got your information, an occasional enthusiastic yelp. Now and again, I'm going to try to make it through this show, Allie, with my voice.
I hear you.
Rapidly deteriorating. I'm Luke Burbank, by the way.
No, your name is Husky McCluskey. Listen to that voice today.
I think it's sexy. I don't know about you.
I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, October 9th. And will Joe Torre have a job by the end of the day? What do you think, Luke?
Probably not. And it's weird because I have spent my whole life really hating the Yankees. And yet, in this moment, I feel bad for the guy. Because, I mean, all he did was take them to the playoffs for like 12 years in a row or something.
And all they do is just lose this one little series of games. The Cleveland Indians. And Steinbrenner says that Torre may have to be out. We'll keep you up to date on that, as well as what else, Luke?
Well, there is a, I wouldn't even call it a debate as much as a sort of bureaucratic logjam in Minneapolis. This statue of Emiliano Zapata was given to Minneapolis by the governor of a state in Mexico. It seemed like a big thing, you know, nice little bonding between two regions of the world. Except the statue is in a check-cashing joint in Minneapolis where it still languishes. We'll find out why.
That's a sad story. We're also going to get back to that Yelp for help. Food blogs, you know, you think you're getting the most honest, clear reviews. Maybe not so. And our Ripped from the Headlines series, we'll talk to a reporter who dug deep into the world of food blogs and foodola, payola, so to speak.
It's also Tuesday, which means it's time for some new music.
And take a little walk when the worst is too cold.
This is a sampling of a band I'm a huge fan of. They're called Band of Horses. A little down tempo to start the show with, but it has one of the best titles of any song released today. It's called Detlef Shrimp, which is a power forward from the Seattle Sonics. Maybe the most random name for a moody pop song of all time. We're going to get more from our newscaster Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, we've got the BPP's big story for you.